In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Then the Jews began to complain about Jesus, because he said, "I am the bread of life that came down from heaven." The first thing that needs to be said is that in the fourth gospel, the Jews does not refer to a nation or a race or a religion, but as a kind of shorthand for people who heard the message of Jesus but did not accept it or respond to it. There is no way you can apply the Bible to justify anti-Semitism. Indeed, it is Christians who have been complaining among themselves about these words, "I am the bread of God, the bread from heaven, the bread of eternal life." Especially when it comes to the Eucharist, the Mass, or the Lord's Supper. What is going on? What are we receiving? What is the relevance for Christian life and practice today? And yet it is crystal clear, to gain eternal life, salvation, it's the same thing, to gain eternal life, you must eat the bread, drink the wine, as it says in verse 47. "Whoever believes," says Jesus, "has eternal life." So belief is necessary. Some 1400 years later, this would be formulated as the doctrine of justification by faith. Something else Christians have complained about among themselves. But belief, faith, in what exactly? Actually, this is the wrong question, because it is not so much about what, but who. Not so much believing something about Jesus, but believing in Jesus, who he is. "I am the bread of life." And to be part of this life, we must eat this bread, the bread that he will give, which is his flesh. That is what he tells us in verse 51. And this verse is in the future tense, "the bread I will give." So it must refer to bread given to Christians in the future. Or looking at it from our perspective, it must be the bread which is given now in the present. And that is what we receive in the Eucharist today. The same bread of life, the cup of salvation. The belief that is required to have eternal life, therefore, is the belief in what, in who it is we are receiving in the outward form of bread and wine. Receiving and believing are inseparable. They are inseparable in a chicken and egg sort of way. Belief may make us want to receive and to see the necessity to receive. Or conversely, through receiving, we may come to believe. Which is why John Wesley referred to the Eucharist as a converting ordinance. Now, you can believe something on your own, as your own personal decision, but that is not what Jesus meant when he said, "Whoever believes has eternal life." Because believing is part and parcel of celebrating and receiving the sacrament of the Eucharist. Eternal life must be something that we have in community. The Holy Communion that we share is both vertical with God and horizontal with our fellow believers. And from this it follows that the converting to which John Wesley refers applies not only to individual believers, but also to the community. It is the Eucharist that makes the church, that builds up the body of Christ. And it says in Ephesians 4:25 from our second reading today, it says, we are members of one another. And the instructions the writer is giving to the church in Ephesus are therefore not simply a list of rules and instructions about morals or self-improvement, those rules about being kind, speaking to each other in love, not letting the sun go down on your anger. It's not just about good behaviour, as it were. They are applications of what it means to live in holy communion with God and with one another. They are the signs of the eternal life which the church receives when she eats the bread of heaven, believing that she is truly sharing the one who said, I am the bread of life. Amen.